Is your financial world functioning optimally? Then maybe you're overdue for a financial stress test. What's a financial stress test? Well, you're about to find out on this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annibal. And now here's the host of Your Money Manual, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annibal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time zone you may be in. Welcome to Your Money Manual, the educational show we have designed around the fact that when it comes to investing, we know your money doesn't come with instructions. So our goal here is to provide you with some valuable information from industry experts to help you with your investment and your financial decisions. So today's show is all about whether or not you need to have a stress test on your financial situation. As many times you've had your doctors recommend a stress test on your heart, and you need to find out how your heart is operating. Well, guess what? We highly recommend that you have a stress test. So today's broadcast is a warm-up for a future broadcast we will do targeting and appealing to and offering solutions for business owners and entrepreneurs. So stay tuned for that. So today we're going to have a pop quiz. Remember those? You get to class, you have a seat, and all of a sudden, the instructor, the teacher says, we're going to have a pop quiz today. Well, this is one that has been created to help you focus on where you are today financially. And if there are any concerns, you won't get to where you want to go, i.e. meet all of your financial goals. Today, we take 15 minutes out of the day and focus on you and your family's financial needs. So take out a sheet of paper and a pen or a pencil. We're going to answer these questions with a rating number. We'll ask a question, and you're going to put down either 1 through 10. 1, and that is that the question statement is not accurate at all, or a 10, which says that it is extremely accurate. Are you ready? Here's a couple of practice questions for you. Write this down. My checking account has $10 million in it. So rate that 1 through 10. Not at all or extremely accurate, which would be a 10. Or a 1 means not at all. So the second question is, I wish with all my heart my checking account had $10 million in it. Again, rate that, score that 1 through 10. 1 being not at all, I can't imagine somebody having a 1. And number 10, which I believe there'll be a lot of those, which means that is an extremely accurate statement. Keep in mind the questions relate not only to your investments, but to all matters financial, including your taxes. Are you paying the legal minimum? Your estate? Are you sure your designated heirs will receive exactly what you intend without interference from attorneys, judges, other family members, etc.? Asset protection. Do you properly plan to protect your assets from lawsuits? Are you prepared? And charitable giving. Are charities dollars going where you want them to, and with the tax benefit you may deserve? Now you understand the scoring, let's get started. And I'll try to do this slowly. Based on what I'm doing, I'm absolutely certain I can attain my financial goals. So rate that. Is that a 1? Not accurate at all. Is it extremely accurate? There is no doubt that you are going to attain your financial goals, or is it somewhere in between? Okay, question number 2. Based on what I'm doing, I have tremendous confidence in the results I'm currently getting. Is that a 1? Not accurate at all. Is that a 10? Extremely accurate, or is it someplace in between? Number 3. How well do your current professionals, such as accountants, lawyers, financial advisors, truly understand you and your family as real human beings and not just your financial situation? So is that a 1? my professionals understanding they hardly know what's important to us about all things financial, or my professionals have a deep understanding of me, my loved ones, and what's important to us. That's a 10. Question number 4. And you'll be able to request the written test to be emailed to you at the end of this. So if you're having trouble scratching it all out. Number 4, do your professionals use a systematic process to catch and correct any failures and to monitor your situation on an ongoing basis to help ensure that your financial and related situations are being effectively managed? Is that a 1? I.e. your professionals don't seem to have a clue or have a systematic process in effect? Or is it, yes, my team, my professionals always use a systematic process and that they understand all that I am doing financially? That would be a 10. So question number 5, do your professionals frequently employ what if thinking, what if strategies when identifying opportunities and determining the best course forward for you? In other words, there might be a challenge, and are they thinking outside the box a little bit, what if, to provide you with solutions? So is that a 1? My professionals never seem to consider more than one option. So that would be a 1. Or my professionals always look at a range of potential solutions and how they may impact eventual outcomes, which would be a 10. So are you a 1? Are you a 10? Are you in between? Question number 6, do your professionals evaluate your solutions to determine whether you're on the best possible course or whether an alternative would be more appropriate or effective? Is that a 1? My professionals have never evaluated a strategy or two. It could be a 10. My professionals systematically evaluate strategies to determine whether they will achieve my goals in the most effective and cost-efficient manner. So is that a 1, a 10, a 5, an 8, a 3? You tell yourself. Okay, that's a wrap on your pop quiz. If you'd like a copy of this quiz, please give us a call, reach out to us at the website, and we will email it directly to you. And we'll follow up and let you know when we're going to do our next podcast regarding stress tests for business owners and entrepreneurs. You may know a few of those folks and want them to plug in and listen to determine if they need a stress test. So to learn more about us and our wealth management platform we call the Household Endowment Model, you can click over to the Household Endowment Model where you can sign up, or excuse me, the householdendowmentmodel.com, where you can sign up for our white papers. Also, when you sign up, you'll be among the first to get details about the release of my new upcoming book, The Household Endowment Model, Wealth Planning for Affluent Families. The digital version is due to be released soon, followed by the hardcover version later this summer. So stay tuned for more details. You can give us a call also at Wealth Strategy Advisory Group 888-635-9724, or you can visit our website, WSAGAZ.com. I'm Vince Annable. Thanks very much for listening today. We'll talk to you again on the next edition of Your Money Manual.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annable, and that you'll share this podcast with friends and family. You can connect with us at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And you can find us where the best podcasts are heard, on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and a host of other top podcast channels. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.